plenty of debate about whether or not Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time, but he has actually excelled in so much more than just basketball. In fact, he's a business titan whose smart moves off the court made him the very first athlete in the world to become a billionaire. But Jordan's path to get there was far from easy. In fact, he was famously cut from his high school basketball team in his sophomore year, a moment that could have shattered his dreams and made him give up on professional basketball. Yet he used the rejection as fuel to work even harder, eventually becoming a high school star and today a multi-billionaire. How? That's exactly what we're looking at in this video, as well as four business principles that we can all learn from. Principle number one, building a personal brand that draws an audience is crucial. So fun fact, Michael Jordan would have to play 484 seasons at his average pay of $6.2 million a year to reach his present net worth. Joe, are you saying that working a job isn't the best way to make money? Yes, I am. Smart investments in building an audience is much more valuable long-term. So for comparison, LeBron James currently makes $47.6 million per year. When you add that up, just 2 years of his pay, he makes more than Jordan did his entire career. So how did Jordan end up reaching multi-billionaire status? Jordan understood the power of building his personal brand and utilizing an audience. The majority of his wealth isn't just due to how good he is at sports, or his salary job, you know, although that certainly played a role, it's also the result of smart business choices and smart branding with his audience. He turned himself into a brand. Air Jordan is just one example of how he combined his personal brand and spread his products out to his massive audience. And now Air Jordan has grown far past the basketball court to the entire world. And nearly every other smart investment, partnership, or endorsement Michael Jordan has ever touched has basically turned to gold because of his personal brand and his audience. So rewind to 1984 when a fresh-faced rookie stepped into the NBA into a deal with Nike. Not only did that make both Nike and Jordan richer because they shared audiences, it also changed their lives by making them the biggest athlete marketing team in history. In Nike's earnings report for 2023, and this is crazy, Air Jordan raked in $6.59 billion in revenue, a whopping 12.9% of Nike's total 2023 sales. All of this adds about $400 million a year to Michael's net worth every single year. And that's just from the Air Jordan brand. I mean, that's literally a business slam dunk. The reach of the Air Jordan brand has gone far beyond just the basketball court. It's a brand that has transcended all kinds of sports, including football, enhancing its stature and scale even further. One example of this is when football legend Messi signed with PSG, a club outfitted by Nike's Jordan brand, and it was monumental. So reports indicate that when Messi joined the club, Jordan pocketed over $7 million in royalties just from Messi shirts alone. Messi joined the club. Michael Jordan made $7 million. It's just insane. Just by owning a business, right? That's why you want to own a business, own a brand, own an audience, because you start developing all of this residual income through royalties. Moving on to principle number two, create strategic partnerships and think long-term. Partnerships are great because they have an audience and it adds to your audience. Jordan has made $1.7 billion before taxes from marketing deals with companies like Hanes, Nike, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and Wheaties, Chevrolet, and Gatorade over the past 40 years. But Jordan's most profitable deal almost didn't even happen. After leaving the University of North Carolina, Jordan was drafted third overall in the 1984 draft by the Chicago Bulls. Quick aside, that's crazy. As a top pick, MJ obviously had plenty of brands that wanted to sign him. Even though he played for a Nike school in college at UNC, Jordan had his eyes set on signing with Adidas. He didn't even want to meet with Nike initially. In fact, his mom had to convince him to take the visit to the Nike campus out in Oregon. They offered him a deal that would pay him $500,000 annually for 5 years. That's approximately worth $1.4 million in today's money. Adidas, on the other hand, determined that Jordan wasn't worth that much, so he took the deal with Nike. I mean, again, just crazy decisions back in 1984. The decision has undoubtedly been one of his most profitable business moves ever. It said that he made $130 million from Nike ads last year alone, which is more than double the next highest paid NBA star's present deal. It's just crazy. Audience, I'm telling you. Jordan's partnerships didn't stop with Nike. After entering the league in 1984, Jordan signed his first endorsement outside of a traditional athletic brand. It was a deal with Chevrolet that paid him $200,000 as a rookie. Not much compared to his net worth today, but it was a start. From there, Jordan became high in demand, with a variety of companies trying to get him to serve as the face of their brand or product. In 1988, Jordan signed a contract with the food company General Mills. The deal was worth reportedly $2 million and led to Jordan gracing the famous Wheaties box a record 18 different times. Clothing brand Hanes signed Jordan to a $10 million deal in 1989. The relationship between the two lasted for over three decades until 2021. People often say that Michael Jordan revolutionized endorsements and partnerships scholarships for athletes, and they're completely right because he was the first athlete in history to partner with major companies on such a groundbreaking level. And for example, when he signed on with Gatorade in 1991, he was the sports beverage company's first and only endorser for a long time. He was the pioneer of utilizing an audience and a brand with your business. Jordan also has invested heavily in sports teams over the years and sold a 20% share of the Charlotte Hornets to a New York hedge fund in September 2020, who's said to have made about $1.5 billion just from that deal alone. Moving on to principle number three, don't be afraid to fail. Michael Jordan once famously said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed." This encapsulates his attitude towards failure. He transforms setbacks into opportunities or growth, fueling his drive to become the best. And if you want this mentality, this is actually why I wrote a book called The Problem with Potential. So if you want to develop this mindset, I have so many stories and studies in here that can help you do just that. The whole book's designed to help you stop overthinking, get out of your own way, and believe in yourself. So check it out on my website, joeignis.com/theproblemwithpotential. Every time you purchase a book, it helps support the channel, so appreciate it if you want to support the channel. As Jordan says, "I can accept failure. Everyone fails at something, but I can't accept not trying." In business, there are going to be a plenty of times you fail or are rejected and you don't hit your goals, but those failures have the remarkable ability to shift our perspective and ignite a growth mindset. The best thing for Jordan was when he got rejected by Adidas, right? Sometimes rejection is exactly what we need. And from those rejections, when we face defeat, we are forced to evaluate our actions and make adjustments and learn from our errors. Jordan understood this process well. Each time he fell short, he would analyze his performance meticulously, identify areas that needed improvement, and relentlessly work on refining his skills. His commitment to continuous growth and development allowed him to transform failures into stepping stones towards greatness. All right, on to our final and fourth principle. Helping others is the point of being successful. In fact, Michael Jordan spends more on charity than he did for a customized yacht and a Bugatti combined. Over $100 million so far. From 2001 through 2014, Jordan hosted an annual charity golf event known as the Michael Jordan Celebrity Invitational, with proceeds benefiting foundations including Make-A-Wish, Cats Care, the James R. Jordan Foundation, Keep Memory Alive, and Opportunity Village. The four-day tournament and celebration was a huge success, attracting many celebrity participants, including Wayne Gretzky, Michael Phelps, Chevy Chase, Samuel L. Jackson, and Mark Wahlberg. And just last year, Jordan gave $10 million to the Make-A-Wish Foundation in honor of his 60th birthday, which is the largest donation by an individual in its history. The whole point of being successful, the whole point of making smart business decisions, is that you can give back and impact others. And I think that's so important to keep in mind when we think about what the purpose is of money in the first place. If you like this video, make sure to check out our recent video on how LeBron James went from homeless as a child to now being a billionaire through making smart business decisions. And of course, being a stellar basketball player. Don't forget to like and subscribe and turn on notifications for future videos. And if you haven't ordered my book yet, check that out at joeignis.com/theproblemwithpotential. We appreciate you supporting the channel.